Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
How do you know when you've met that special someone?
You just know.
Yeah.
Like, you just do.
I hear that a lot.
I mean,
I thought I knew a lot of times before I actually knew, mm-hmm. but like then when you know, you're like, oh, these other times I didn't actually know.
Well, I'd say a good hint is when you find yourself drunkenly emailing a radio show at 3 a.m. demanding that they help you get your romantic life back on track.
Yes. And that's always a good sign.
One of our listeners, Laura, felt like she may have found her once-in-a-lifetime kind of love, and she's on the phone with us right now. Now, Laura, I don't know if you were necessarily drunk when you sent us your email, but it did arrive in our inbox at 2:55 a.m. So
you're not totally wrong.
Yeah.
She's like, what email? Who are you guys?
Well, tell us about this one-of-a-kind guy. What's his name?
Yeah, I mean, I actually can't even believe I'm really doing this because I've heard this part of your show before, and I always thought it was, like, I just never really thought that I would ever do something like this.
I see. But it's like you're a little judgy about the other people who did it until you're here.
But I get it now because I met this guy and he is incredible. His name is Charlie. He is smart. He's got his stuff together. He's this like tech entrepreneur guy. And I mean, really, really like checks off all the boxes for me. And yeah, we met on this online app. I won't say which one. And
again, something you probably never thought you'd do because that was for other people, not for you.
I'm not that judgy, I swear. But we did meet on an app. And yeah, we went out on a date, frisbee golfing. Do you know what frisbee golfing is? Frolfing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was my first time. I've never done frolfing before.
I mean, it's a pretty also stereotypical tech bro activity to me. Guy named Charlie.
He's a tech bro for sure, but a tech bro with like a six pack, so I'm not judging.
So wait, did he take his shirt off while playing frisbee golf? Because it gets so intense during the game.
How did you know that?
Well, he did. He had a little bit of sweat on his forehead, and he lifted up his shirt to blot his forehead, and I got a view.
So could you tell what his interest level was? Like, was he just trying to feel you out, or was there more romantic flirting going on?
Like, I didn't get the vibe that he was just after, like, you know, a hookup or anything.
Well, that's good. I mean, because that's, I assume, what you're looking for, too?
Yes, definitely. I mean, especially with him, yeah.
Okay. So how did this date, where did it go from frisbee golf?
Nowhere after the frisbee golf, but that's sort of a thing. The frisbee golf was fun. I thought, you know, okay, I've never done this before, so I'm going to give it a go.
Yeah.
He had, like, packed a whole cooler of some goodies and some beer, which I'm not, like, a big beer drinker. But there was a moment where, you know, I'm not great at Frisbee, so I threw the Frisbee at him, and it did get him in the head.
Oh. Classic.
Yeah.
Was that funny or was it awkward?
I thought it was, like, kind of funny. I mean, he wasn't seriously injured. He wasn't bleeding or anything. I mean, he went down. He did go down.
Oh, wow.
It's still not fun getting, like, hit in the face unexpectedly, even if it's, like, a dodgeball or a frisbee.
He went down like he fell? Like, you hit him that hard?
So he was up ahead of me. I guess putting is what you call it in frisbee golf or whatever.
Actually, I think it's called frutting in frisbee golf. Just saying.
And I never thought that I would actually even get it to him. So I really put some muscle behind it to get it all the way to where he was. And yeah, it got him in the head.
And those discs are hard. They're not like the flimsy, like, free frisbee that you get with a promotional name on it.
Okay, so after you assaulted your date with a frisbee, did you go over and help him?
I did. And I mean, he was pretty cool about it. I mean, he was kind of more funny than anything. You know, he was a really good sport about it.
And that's the only thing that you can think of that went wrong on the date?
There's only one other thing, which I think is pretty small, but it did have me thinking. Like I said, I don't normally drink beer.
Uh-huh.
So when I was drinking it, it was making me really burpy. I don't know how to describe it. So, you know, we were trying to talk and, like, I kept either trying to stifle a burp or definitely I let a couple slip, and I know he had to have noticed.
Nice.
I mean, that's not a turn off, though, is it? No, I mean, everyone burps.
If anything, I think it's a turn on. I think guys like a girl that can hang with the boys and let out a big burp. Like,
okay. Well, belching on a date would be maybe a turn off.
That's the thing that I could think maybe could have gone wrong. But again, he was still a really sweet gentleman the whole time. And at the end of the date, he walked me to my car and he hugged me. And there was no kiss. but he did give me like a nice hug and said he had a good time.
Okay.
And then ever since then, I've reached out and he just hasn't really followed up. And I'm just not sure what's going on. And like I said, I really like this guy and I'm hoping you guys can help me like figure it out. You know, did I do something? Is there something I can do differently? If I did, you know, I really want to make it work with this guy.
Wow. Sounds like you're willing to change yourself for him.
Well, I mean, not change myself, but if there's something like,
your personality that you can do differently or things you can behave differently. That's what she is saying.
No, she just really likes him,
okay. You
know, and like maybe it's something simple. But did he give you any indication that he wanted to go out with you again?
He said he'd call me when we left.
Yeah.
And then I reached out and I just haven't heard from him.
Yeah.
Kind of sketch. So I guess we're going to play a song. We'll come back, call Charlie for you, and we'll try and get you your second date update. Okay, Laura?
Oh, my God. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, so nervous.
Hold on. All right. We're in the middle of a second date update with one of our listeners named Laura. She met a guy online who she describes as a once-in-a-lifetime kind of person. I mean, his name's Charlie. He's smart, kind, funny, good listener, and he's got a six-pack.
Oh, he sounds like too good to be true.
Wow.
He sounds like me 10 years ago.
Does he?
Does.
Yeah.
You did have a six-pack at one point.
You ever funny?
Hey.
Got him.
All right, I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh, anymore.
It was too much.
Anyway,
it was too easy, Jeffrey. Too easy.
Laura and this guy who is much funnier than me went frisbee golfing or frothing, where she accidentally hit him in the head with one of her frisbees. The only other thing that she can think of that might have been a turnoff is that she kept burping while they were drinking beers out on the course.
Right.
And now he's not calling her back. Is there anything else that we missed from that, Laura?
No, you pretty much got it. I mean, like I said, I just really hope that it wasn't something that sort of silly as just like burping or accidentally hitting him on the head. He's like truly, I think, my dream list guy. He's got everything. He's such a great listener. He's obviously good looking. And, you know, he's just like got his life together.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it makes me sad because we're building him up so much. And what's the saying? Like, the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, that's right, Laura. I just want you to be like somewhat guarded on this one because you said at the end of the date, he said, yeah, I'll call you later. I mean, it just sounded like he may not be as interested as you are.
Yeah, I hope it's not that. I hope he's just maybe been busy with work or something.
All right, well, let's find out. Let's call Charlie and see how funny he really is. I'm just kidding. Let's dial the phone number, and we'll try and get you your second date. Stop laughing, Brooke.
I can't help it.
Stop it. All right.
I think you're adorable, Jeffrey.
Whatever. Let's just dial the phone number.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Charlie, please?
This is Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. How's it going? My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. Do you have a second to talk with us?
Sure.
Okay.
Well,
don't worry.
What is this about?
We're calling about your dating life, because you went out with a girl recently. Is that funny?
I'm sorry, you say you're calling about a date?
Yes. You went out on a date recently with a woman, and you're not reaching out to her afterwards, so she got a hold of us to see if we could get in touch with you. Her name's Laura.
Oh, okay.
You remember Laura?
Yeah, I went out with her not too long ago.
Yeah,
hey.
We know that. That's what we just said to you. But Laura is wondering why, after your date, you've decided to ignore her.
I wouldn't say I'm ignoring her. I just, I haven't talked to her since the date.
She's really excited about you. So maybe she's a little overeager in terms of you getting back to her. I mean, were you planning on a second date with Laura?
Yeah, it's kind of a complicated question.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I always feel like the complicated word means that you have someone else.
Yeah, that's literally on Facebook. There's an option.
Right.
It's complicated.
What's the situation?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we went on one date, and I guess I just haven't thought about it after that. There's kind of like other things going on, so.
Other thing. Did you connect with Laura? Because, I mean, the way she described you, you're a damn unicorn.
Yeah, She says that you're smart and kind and just hilarious and that you have a six-pack. And she had a lot of fun frisbee golfing with you. And she's really blindsided because she has no idea why you wouldn't be wanting to get in touch with her again.
I don't know what to say, guys. I mean,
do you have a girlfriend? Is that why you don't want to talk to us about it?
Well, I am engaged.
What?
Engaged?
Yeah.
Why are you on a dating app if you're engaged?
Yeah, dude.
Well, my fiance knows I went on a date, okay? Like,
what?
We've actually been engaged for 8 years.
Huh?
What?
This is the thing we do. I mean, it's all in the up and up. My fiance knows about this.
So wait, you have an open relationship with your fiance?
Not exactly.
Oh, no.
I don't get it.
We kind of, you know, we do it once a year where we test our relationship out and we go on a date and see what it's like and where we're at and, like, how we feel about the relationship.
What? A test date to see if you still like your fiance better than the options that are available?
That's interesting. I never heard of that, but I can see the logic.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like get a new perspective on things and kind of see where you're at.
Huh.
Okay, and so after your test date with Laura then, where are you at now?
Like I told you, I hadn't really thought about it a lot. It just happened, you know?
Yeah, you're engaged for 8 years and you go on one date a year to see if you still like your fiance and you haven't thought about it a lot? Like, wouldn't that be all you're thinking about? Because it certainly would be all I was thinking about.
If that's your one date a year.
But kind of a big moment of the year.
You know, I mean, I guess I have thought about it, but my fiance is scheduled to go on her date this week. So we're going to talk about it once it's all done.
Oh, my God. So what do we tell Laura?
Does Laura even know that you're engaged? Were you up front with her about that?
Well, no. I didn't tell her because I didn't think she would go out with me if I told her that.
I wonder why. Well, the good news is you're not going to have to take a moment to have a conversation with Laura.
Not again.
Yeah.
No.
Because you've actually already told her now.
Charlie? What do you mean?
Yeah. Laura's been on the other line listening, and she heard everything that you said.
Are you kidding
me
with this? I'm right here, Charlie. This is insane. Who does this?
Well, I do, and so does my fiance.
Oh, my God. Okay, so that's why. When you think that somebody is too good to be true, it actually is too good to be true. This is insane.
Well, can I just say this? I mean, it was really nice, all the nice things you said about me, though.
Well, can I take them all back, you crazy? Like, crazy cancels out six-pack. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that that's true, Laura, actually, but fine.
No,
yeah.
Well, hold
I mean,
on.
There's cut lines, too.
Laura, you didn't hear what he said. He said that he still has to think about it, yet he hasn't completely ruled you out.
Yeah.
I'll make the decision super easy for you there, Charlie. No thanks. You and your fiancé can just go be crazy with whoever else you want. I want no part in this insane.
I mean, to be honest, I was kind of leaning toward the old relationship anyway. I mean, look at how you're reacting to this.
Oh,
my fiancé would never speak to me like that.
I mean, your fiancé does sound pretty cool, I'm going to say. I mean, the thing is, Laura, would you have ever gone out with him if he would have been honest in the beginning?
That's a hell no.
Yeah. I think that's where you're going wrong with this, Charlie. Like, yeah, go ahead and do your one date a year if that's what you and your fiance, you know. But you can't pull people in and not be honest with them when you're involving others' emotions.
I mean, she never asked me if I was engaged. I would have told her if she had asked me.
It's her fault.
Yeah, that is a pretty typical first date question. Like, are you engaged?
It honestly should be these days.
I know, apparently.
I mean, I just don't understand why everybody's freaking out about this. I mean, I was honest with you guys when you asked me.
Because you've committed yourself to marrying another woman already.
Yeah.
Right, but once a year, I get to go on a test date. And we didn't kiss. I'm not doing anything shady. I mean, it's the first date.
That's called leading someone on. That is shady. Don't be on a dating app if you don't want to be investing time with someone. That's crazy.
It's false advertisement for sure on your dating profile.
And don't be engaged if 8 years later you're still not going to get married. Like, when are you eventually going to decide, okay, now's the right time, we're going to get married now? Like, another 8 years?
You called me. I mean, like, are you just, like, calling me to tell me how to run my life here? I mean, I don't...
Yes, I am calling you to tell you how to run your life. Don't get engaged and then drag out the engagement for 8 years with tests once a year to try and figure out if you still want to do it.
He has a fear of commitment that he needs to work through. You just don't need to involve other people's
emotions. Well, don't get engaged then! What are you doing? It's like madness!
Why are you so upset?
Why are you engaged?
I mean, for God's sake, it was just frisbee golf and a couple of beers. I don't understand why you guys are freaking out about this.
Because I think Jeff thinks that he actually went out with you at one point.
Yeah. He's like, call me back, bro.
Oh, my God.
You would be engaged.
Oh, man.
Well, at this point, I'd like to ask if you would like to go out on another date with Laura.
If one of them says yes, this is the biggest twist in Second Date Update history.
We'll pay for it, Charlie.
No, I mean, look at...
All right, well...
That's all right, Charlie.
Laura, you know, sorry you didn't get a second date.
This is like a blessing. I'm so glad that it didn't work out.
Yeah.
And don't you want to give your well wishes to Charlie and his fiance?
Oh, yeah, he's going to need some well wishes.
Who needs well wishes when you got a six pack?
All right.
Amen, brother.
Okay. Moving 92.5.